You're listening to Heartbeat on RTR FM 92.1. I'm Beck Bowman. We have another 45 minutes together talking about all the art stuff, including a new performance that is from the mind of Mark Briffer, also known as Boy Name, who is an emerging Bulu-based trans performance artist and lead creative on the upcoming season of Reconcile at the Blue Room Theatre. It is a stunningly autobiographical movement piece that speaks to anyone who may have something to reconcile within themselves. It's a collaborative effort across sound, design, movement, lighting and production, celebrating some of Perth's queerest and finest talents. Boy Name, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
I'm so excited.
First up, how do you decide who is Perth's queerest talents? What's the criteria for that?
I think being a beautiful little creator and just flying your flag in whatever that looks like, whatever form that looks like for yourself, I don't think there's any one defining factor that can define that.
You do have amazing people collaborating with you. You've got Peter McCarvin, who composed the soundtrack to both Midnight Elevator and Walk, which were both amazing shows at Blue Room. So Peter has also composed a soundscape for this show, along with your girl Fo.
Yeah, so we've got Peter did the beautifully, a lot of the people on this iteration of the show. It's a redevelopment of something that we did at Fringe World 2020, which I did all by myself. And now, you know, we've upgraded to a black box theatre at the Blue Room. And it's been so wonderful to be able to bring these people back in such a collaborative process and just let them shine. So Peter's done an amazing job on the composition. Everything's bespoke and so beautiful. We've also got Bobby Russell, who's our choreographer and dramaturg. They were also the lead creative of Walk. So they've worked with Peter.
Love
before.
Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby's amazing. And we've got Samantha Martin, who's our creative producer. She's a TNA Smashversary Award winner. We've also got George Ashforth from Lighting. He's on our lighting design team. So Power nominated from, he also did Whistleblower at the Last Great Hunt. And Ella Wakeman, our beautiful stage manager from You're So Brave. And then we've also got Valim, who are incredible Perth designers. They did our first costumes, and now with a budget, which has been lovely. They've come back, and it's incredible. And the music from Amber Fresh, Rabbit Island, and Coolman and Your Girl Fo, the most incredible rendition of Slow. It's just, it's fabulous. Really, really fabulous.
When you decided to kind of explore this idea of reconciliation, what was it that you were exploring about that idea?
Essentially, reconciling all of my conditioning. So I got to a point in my own personal journey where it really became quite apparent that everything that I felt towards myself around gender identity and sexuality had been fed to me. And I think to a lot of us, falling under the queer umbrella. So it really was, I guess, a turning point for me in really picking that all apart and identifying who I was as a person, who myself was, and what the mask was that I was putting up, and how much of myself that I actually thought was myself was still a hangover from that mask that was put up from all that conditioning. So the show really is about, in a very raw, vulnerable and open, and I think in parts quite dramatic and confronting way, looking at just peeling back of those layers and discovering the self through all of that conditioning and all that rubbish and just shedding the layers and finding the self and celebrating the self.
Which is something that is while it's a story that you are kind of sharing through a lens of gender and sexuality, that idea of unmasking and that idea of examining kind of what it is, who it is that we are at our core and who it is that society has told us to be is something that everyone can relate to.
Exactly, yeah. So in terms of the show itself, so yes, it's a very personal story about gender identity and sexuality and me coming to terms with that, but themes that run through, which are universal to everybody. Self-loathing, everybody can relate to that. Not knowing who you are, everybody can relate to that. So this really does connect with many an audience member, not just the queer community. And it really is quite far-reaching, I think, which is great. But I think we've all got something to reconcile within ourselves.
And I think that it seems to me that there are times when, because those journeys that the queer community goes through can be quite outward-facing, maybe they're a bit more external to outsiders, it can be easier for the queer community for us to examine them and examine them openly, whereas in other circumstances, if those changes are more internal, then it's not as easy to kind of maybe confront them and explore them.
Exactly. And I think as a queer person, you are exposed to these things so much earlier in your life, and you learn to deal with these things. And because it is so public, not from yourself necessarily, but because all of these issues are dealt with so publicly, you really do learn to cope with that. So I understand what you're saying in terms of in different circumstances, perhaps people aren't equipped with the tools to be able to delve into that.
If you've just tuned in, we are speaking to Mark Briffer, also known as Boy Name. That is their performance artist name. This is an iteration of a 2020 show.
Yes.
How important is it to have places like the Blue Room for shows to develop and grow and become all they can be?
I think it's so important. Independent theatre is so necessary and really does allow people the opportunity to be exposed to so many things, but with such profound support and so many people really just pouring everything that they have into helping you be the best that you can. And it's been such an amazing process, and I'm absolutely loving it, because previously it has only been Fringe World and nightclubs and raves and all those gorgeous, fabulous, fun things. But stepping into the industry, this really is, I guess, like a level up for my career and my creative career. And it's been a wonderful process from start to now and continued, just learning everything, seeing everything, how everything goes. It's wonderful, but super important.
As someone who refers to themselves as a performance artist, where do you see that creative career going over the next decade?
Over the next decade, wow. So ever since I was a kid, all I could think about was travelling with my art. And ever since I moved to Perth 7 years ago, all I've wanted to do is perform at the Blue Room Theatre. So it's incredible. And in 10 years from now, I would love to be travelling the world with my art. I would love to be in wonderful, weird, obscure, fantastic places, meeting wonderful people and just sharing what I have. Perhaps some talks, perhaps some... And it's all very glamorous, that's for certain.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Glamour definitely, definitely in your future. If you have been listening and you're wondering, like, what it is that we are chatting about, there is a new production happening. It's an iteration of a 2020 work. It is a work called Reconcile. It's a it's a movement-based work that features a number of Boolu creatives, including Peter McAvan, who has worked on the soundtrack, and Bobby Russell, who has contributed choreography and dramaturgy as well. It's happening at the Blue Room, so check out the Blue Room website for tickets and for more information. Mark, thank you so much for joining us on Artbeat today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you. Oh, it's 6th to 17th of June. I think that's very important to say.
So it opens on Tuesday.
I'd love to see you there. Yeah.
It opens on Tuesday. It sounds like a delightful way to spend a wintry evening in the
during
city.
During Pride Month. Of all months.
Amazing.
So down for Pride Month. And if not here, you can also go to Frisk and get a bespoke Reconcile cocktail, which is being made for us with Sinjin, who we've also paired with.
Oh, hello. So, glamour already.
Go down and get you one of them as well. Exactly.
That was a Boy Name talking about.
Thank you.
Their new production of Reconcile happening at the Blue Room Theatre from Tuesday night. You can get tickets from the Blue Room Theatre website. You're listening to Artbeat.